Hello. Hello.
Thank you for customer support. My name is Joseph, giving you a courtesy call back today. May I please have the zip code?
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, giving you a courtesy call back today. May I please have the zip code?
48127.
Okay, thank you for that. Can I have the first and last name on the account?
Bilal Bidun.
Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling about?
Bilal Beydoun. Bilal, B-E-L-A-L. Beydoun, B-E-Y-D-O-U-N.
Thank you for that. I apologize. I misunderstood what you were saying that first time. I'm looking for an account with that name. Bear with me.
Okay, ma'am, I don't order nothing. You guys send me stuff I don't order. You guys charge me for something I don't order. How you guys send me something I don't order?
Okay, I'm trying to locate the account. I'm not locating the account with that name, so would there be a different first or last name on the account?
Say again?
I'm not locating the account with that name. Would there be a different first or last name on the account, sir?
Same for last name. Bilal Bidun. Send me something.
Okay, I'm trying to look for that account. I'm here, sir. I'm trying to look for an account with that name. Bear with me, please. Okay, can you provide me with the shipping address on the account, sir? You're calling it about
946 Sherburn Drive, Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
Okay, I've located an account with that information today. And that was for the testosterone, sir, and the oxide, sir. It looks like you placed an order for a trial for the testosterone, sir.
I never did. How are you trying to, how, if I look in, if there's something coming in the internet, I mean, in when I'm looking for Facebook, if I press on it, does it mean I replace the order? I don't replace my order. I never did. One time, long time ago, and I threw him in the garbage. What if I open a page, something like commercial, it mean I order?
Okay, sir, I do apologize. So, so what you placed the order for was initially the male enhancement, sir, for the testosterone. It was for $6.70 for the initial 14-day free trial. After that 14-day free trial period ended.
6,000 what? Hello?
Okay, sir, I'm looking over the account, see what more I can do.
Yeah, I don't order nothing.
Okay, I'm looking over the account, see what more I can do, sir. Bear with me. So So I do see that you are eligible today for a 35% discount. I can go ahead and apply that on the account for all future products. Would you like to take advantage of that, sir?
Yeah, you know, delete my account, please. Because every time I look on commercial, you guys send me something. Every time. How much you guys charge me this time? How much you guys charge me? Hello?
I'm looking over the account, see what more I can do. So I do see you are also eligible for the...
If somebody if somebody opens that page, you guys, right away, you guys make an order and charge me, or is how you guys working, or what? Something, I don't know.
I understand, sir. I do apologize. I'm looking over the account, see if there's anything more I can do. I do see you are also eligible for a 75% friends and family discount. Do you have any friends and family that would be interested in the product, sir?
No. No, I don't need nothing. Because the product is not a work. I don't need nothing. It's to delete my account, too. How much you guys charged me last time? For something you guys sent me, and I never ordered. Two times. I looked at the page. It's blocked.
I understand, sir. Well, I'll go ahead and just get this closed out then for you. Bear with me while I cancel your account out. Please stand in line. I'm still here. Bear with me.
Yes. You can tell me how much I get charged. Less. I think you gave me... You guys send me for nothing, for other orders?
Bear with me, I'm working on the cancellation. Please stand in line, sir. I'm almost on cancellation, sir. Bear with me. I'm here, bear with me, I'm working on the cancellation. Thank you for your patience. I'm almost on the cancellation number. Do you have a piece of paper and pencil? Because I'll have it shortly for you. Do you have a piece of paper? I have that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
You want to give me a cancellation number? Hello?
Okay. So your cancellation number is going to be Sea Lake and Charlie.
1 second. Sea Lake and Charlie. Okay. Good.
Okay. I'm working on cancellation. Bear with me.
Hello? I losing you? You still on the phone?
I'm here, sir. I do apologize. Again, your cancellation number is C Lake and Charlie, F Lake and Frank, 7D6054FBA.
Okay, FBA. C Lake and Charlie, F is the Frank. 176054. FBA. All right.
I understand, sir. I do apologize.
I have a question. How much you guys have charged me for the thing you guys sent it to me? You didn't answer.
I do apologize. The account has been canceled out, sir. So there's not going to be any more charges coming off the account.
You canceled out the charge? Just check it, man.
I'm here, man. Your account's canceled out, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
You canceled, how much was my charge? You canceled my charge?
Your account's canceled out, so there's not going to be more charges coming off of the account.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, please, yes, cancel it. All right, how much was the charge? Hello?
Okay, sir. I do apologize. So your account's been canceled out, sir. Is there the cancellation number again? Is Selick and Charlie F70-6054FBA. Sir,
okay, my question is, how much you guys you was charging me?
So you were billed the full retail price of the initial trial, sir, which was $92.90. But your account's closed out.
Why? Now you charge me $92.90 for what? For something I don't order?
That was for the new shipment, sir.
Yes, I don't need it. What, you delete it or you keep it? You delete the charge?
Okay, sir, there's not any more charges coming off your account. It's been canceled out, sir. Now what I can go ahead and do is try to speak to my supervisor, see if there's anything more we can do about that most recent charge for you. Bear with me while I speak with them, okay? Please.
My question is, you guys just charged me $92 for what? For what? Something I don't order? I don't ask for it?
So, bear with me, sir. I'm going to go ahead and see what I can do about that most recent charge for you. Please stay in line, sir.
Oh, my God. You guys, how you guys... What kind
You're
of
being
scam
billed
is
for the new order for the testosterone, sir. That's what you put in
I never
After that 14-day trial period ended because you didn't call back to cancel, you were billed the full retail price of that trial and then placed on automated billing and shipping, sir. So what you're being billed on the 14th of April for the $92.90, sir, was for your new order that has already been shipped out to you, sir. But I'll go ahead and try to speak to my supervisor and see what more I can do for you about that most recent charge, sir. So bear with me.
It's type of scam.
Sir, it was stated in the terms and conditions, sir.
Even for this time, I don't order. I swear, I don't order. What I did, I'm just looking in a page. And the thing come in the mail. I don't order.
Okay, sir. Well, again, I do apologize.
I don't order.
That most recent charge for you. Please stay in line.
If somebody look at the page, he's getting charged.
Bear with me, sir.
Yeah, I'm with you. What kind of scam? Somebody look at the page. I don't order.
Okay, sir, I was able to go ahead and speak to my supervisor and get them to approve today for you a 35% refund back to the account, sir. For that most recent charge.
Miss, I shouldn't get charged nothing because I didn't order. I didn't even order. Not even first or second. I threw them in the garbage, ma'am. And let me speak with the supervisor. I threw them in the garbage because nothing. Those nothing. What are you eating for?
The testosterone, sir. That was the male enhancement, sir. You, the initial trial period you placed the order for back on the 25th. February, sir, for $6.
I didn't order nothing, miss.
So you never placed the order for $6.70?
No.
Okay, so you're claiming fraud for this account, sir?
It's a fraud.
Okay. So what I can go ahead and do is get you transferred over to the fraud department then, sir. Bear with me for one moment while I transfer you over to the fraud department, sir.
Yes, it's a fraud. $92.50. I'm working hard for my money.
Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department. You'll be speaking with a fraud specialist shortly, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Beginning transfer now to the fraud department.
Hello. Give me last four number of the card you use. You guys charged me for. Last four number of the card you charged me for. Give me last four number.
He said, I'm transferring you over to the fraud department. They'll go ahead and
assist you with everything else, sir. The credit card you guys have. Give me the phone number you charge me. I have a 20 Visa card, 20 or 30. Which one you charge me? Which card you use to charge me? Which card?
Okay, sir, I see it was a MasterCard.
Yeah, what's the last four number?
Yes, sir, give me 1 second. 1502. What's the last four?
02. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys,
sir, I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you over to the fraud department.
You close my account too. You close my account. You close my account.
Your account has already been closed out, sir. I'm gonna transfer you over to the fraud department so they can further assist you, sir.
Yeah, maybe it's not. Yeah, send me to the scam department. Yes, send me to
fraud department, sir.
Scam department. You guys are scam.
It's a fraud department, so I'm sending you so they can do a full investigation about that.
Yes,
I'm going to transfer you over to them. Bear with me, please.
Yes.
Okay, sir, I'm going to have that call set up. Thank you again for calling customer support. Begin transfer now to the fraud department.
Yes, $92.99. Oh, please.